Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The Taoiseach said recently that young trans people should have better rights. He said we should consult young trans people to hear their views on the right to legally change their gender. Now, in 2015, Ireland first introduced a right of someone to declare their own gender. It applies to adults, and it's now believed it should apply to younger people as well. Jack Fitzgerald is with Gender Rebels Cork. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you, and thanks for having me on today.
You're welcome. Why is this important?
Oh, this is very, very important. Like, at the moment, things are pretty bleak for young transgender young people. Like, it's never been worse for them, to be quite frank and to be quite honest. Our medical system at the moment is failing them left, right, and center. And here in Cork City, I don't think many people are aware of this, but when we look at supports on the ground for our young transgender people, they're simply not there. There is, as far as I know, one youth worker. She is part-time, and she has a service to hold the LGBTQI community. She, you know, and this is done part-time, and yet I'm hearing from government this need to do more. And, you know, what I would invite the Taoiseach to come down to Cork, to come meet with us, come meet with our young people. You know, he seems very open to have this discussion, and we're very open as well to have discussion, so we can tell them exactly what we need, what kind of supports we need. And I think giving young people legal recognition is so invalidating, or so valid to their identity, because, again, you have to think about this rhetoric that's slowly, you know, bubbling up, this idea that concerned that people like myself are trying to turn young trans people, or trying to turn young people into trans people. Mm. That is not what we are doing. What we are trying to do is ensure that our young trans people reach to adulthood and that they get to live healthy and happy lives.
I'm sure it's not a number that you can write on a piece of paper,
yeah,
but like, what proportion of Cork's teens would be trans, do you think?
It's a healthy, healthy, healthy number. So, for example, with Gender Rebels, like, our main support is with adults group. But, like, I've worked in the past with, say, Transparency, which is a group founded for parents of young trans people. And if people want to know more about them, they can contact Tinny. The website for them is info@tinny.ie. And that's the T-E-N-I-T-E-N-I. So, and they can, like, help link people in with that. But, you know, all the supports that are there, they're run by volunteers. They're, you know, Gender Rebels, we're a volunteer organization. And, you know, these, you know, what little supports are there for these young people isn't very much, but there's huge numbers. You know, I remember one Pride, we had, like, a little coffee morning in town. This was, of course, back before when we could do this. And the place was packed with young people, packed with it, you know, and this was like a small restaurant. I wasn't expecting numbers, and we had so many. Like, it's a significant portion, I would say. I wouldn't have exact data for you, but I know a couple of years ago, a very gothy leaflet got printed saying Cork needed more just LGBT support in general for young people. So, yeah, again, legal recognition would be a big step towards that.
Yeah, the act dates back to 2015, and mm-hmm. just for people who wouldn't know, it meant that for adults since 2015, you don't need a medical diagnosis. You can just declare for yourself And that's considered to be, is that considered to be a legal declaration for yourself?
It is a legal declaration. So how it works is that you can legally declare yourself through the Gender Recognition Act, and you get a special form that you can fill out and get notarized. You need a witness, you know, same as any other legal process. You send it off, and then a few weeks later, we'll come back and you will get, you know, this declaration that you've changed your gender. And at the time, as well, I know for myself, they asked if I want my a new passport issued out to me, which I said, yeah, I would love that. And the reason we have this is because of Dr. Lydia Foy and the work that she did, because she's a trans woman who, for a very long time, like, she lived her whole life as a trans woman, and she was just like, my ID doesn't match me.
I interviewed her many years ago.
And like she, and like, and it's the reason why we have that law now is because of what she's done, you know. And it's because she went to the court and she fought for this, and we have benefited from it. And I know there's many absolutely fantastic like trans activists, a lot of them based up in Dublin, who, you know, did really good work with government. You know, they worked together to come up with legislation that worked, and it is, you know, it's world leading, this legislation. It is an amazing piece of legislation. And it's great to see that the government is willing to extend this to our young people.
Jack, there are those who would say, well, for an adult to be able to do that, that's just fine. But let's be very blunt here. Someone of 14, 15 is still a child. And can we,
of course they
can
are.
can we allow, or should we allow children to make decisions that adult, the same kind of decisions for themselves as we allow adults to make? Do you blur the line between childhood and adulthood there?
Oh, definitely. And like, you have to remember as well, like, this is what the government are proposing in the government program when it was published, was, you know, with parental consent. And that's, you know, the important thing. Because I know people are listening to this and they're kind of hearing this and they get concerned because they're like, oh, like, how will young people know themselves? Like, they don't know themselves. They're too young to know that. And then it's like, I remember about 15 years ago, maybe, you know, there was a very similar conversation happening, which was, you know, all these people are coming out as gay. Like, how do they know they're gay? It's gay people making them gay. You know, and there's that idea of this gay agenda. And then, like, when I hear this concern, and there's real concern within that, but then I wonder, you know, when people talk about young trans people, kind of sounds the same as the rhetoric that was going around, you know, 15 years ago that we've decided isn't really okay to say anymore. Because, again, you know, I've worked with these young people in the past. I've engaged with them. You know, I work with the, you know, with the adults, and like, they do know themselves. Like, I see the journey that they're on, you know, when they kind of realize, like, oh, hold on, I don't identify with the gender I was assigned at birth, like, what am I? And you see them go on that journey, but there comes a point in that journey where they're living as themselves. And then they need identification to back that up, because, you know, if they're going to college, you know, if their school records in one name and they're trying to go in college in a different name and with a different gender, you know, that can be hard to make that transition. And it's about making the life, these lives, easier. You know, that's the aim of these types of legislation. It's not about making people something they are not. It's about allowing people to be what they are. It's about saying to these young people, yes, your gender is valid.
I'm careful of my language, because one must be to avoid offence to anybody. So as I ask the next question, bear that in mind. I'm asking it as carefully as I can.
Oh, yeah. Work away.
There are many things that, and I remember being a teenager one time, there are many things that are part of my teens, or part of anybody's teens, described under the term just a phase.
Yes.
So, is it something that, like, are you making something very definite that might be just a phase?
Well, the whole point of this legislation is, you know, again, if I had a young person come to me and they're like, I don't know what gender I am, I wouldn't be saying to them, please change your gender identity there. I would tell them, like, talk about it, explore it, you know, meet other people who are like you, figure it out. And then at some point, legal transitioning might be appropriate. It may not be appropriate for everyone. Not everyone wants to legally transition have that legal change as well. That is the other side of it. Some people are very happy to go, no, I'm happy to keep my documentation that way. But it's about trusting them, that they know who they are. because, again, I remember going way back, you know, before I transitioned myself, like, I, you know, came out as, like, bisexual, and people told me that was a phase, and that's not a phase. You know, and whereas now people can accept when people come out with their sexual identity that they kind of know themselves, and sometimes people take them a while to figure out who they are, and that's totally okay.
Sure.
And sometimes, yeah, and sometimes people might say something and go like, oh, I think I'm this. But we also have to make sure we give them space as well to kind of to put that down if it's not the right thing for them. It's about not putting pressure on young people, and I think that's really important.
Sure. Okay. Just leave the options open for them, I guess. Jack, thank you. Wish you well with your work. That's Jack Fitzgerald of Gender Rebels Cork.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.